Let's get started with this particular section, and it's a subject about new Muslims. So before I go any further, before I start that part of it, may I ask, do we have with us any brand new Muslims today? Please raise your hand. We got one over here. Is any other new Muslims? Anybody in Islam less than 1 year? Raise up your... Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. MashaAllah. Well, I'm so glad you guys came, because this is for you now. This is for you, inshallah. Do we have any who are new less than 2 years? Put up your hands. And now anybody who used to be another religion and you came to Islam, raise up your hands. MashaAllah. And now anybody who didn't really used to practice Islam, but all of a sudden one day they got guided and then they had to come in and be Muslim too, and that's going to be everybody else in the room. Yeah. That's right. It means that we're all really the same, aren't we? Yeah, we're all the same. We all been through the same things, and we know. Now, finally though, I would like to ask, are there any guests with us who have never been in the masjid before? You're not Muslim, but you just wanted to check out what this is all about. Raise your hands. Got any guests here? Well, okay, for you, we want to say you are most welcome. We want you to relax, feel good amongst us, and know how we feel about you. Because you don't know this. But let me tell you, you won't find anybody as a stranger who can really relate to you and care about you more than a Muslim. Because a Muslim understands something, that all of us came from the same pair, from Adam and Eve. So a Muslim, he will look at you as what? Minimum, you are my brother or sister in humanity. This is minimum. This is immediately... And this is no racism involved, no nationalism is involved here. It's just, oh my God, look, another fellow human, another brother or sister in humanity. So know that, you're most welcome. The other thing, if you're interested to know about God and interested to know about your purpose of life, and you're on this path seeking knowledge, any Muslim know this, you'll become very high in their estimation. Because Muslims are seekers of truth themselves. And they immediately equate and relate to the one who is also seeking the straight path. And you will find that you'll be getting some very nice treatment from them as soon as they see, oh, you're honest and you're sincere and you're seeking, and then we want to help you. And they will bend over backwards, trying their best to help. Now then, we'll get started with this segment, which is the subject of the new Muslims and coming into Islam, and it's step by step. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wasalamu rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sabbi ajma'in. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. I'm Yusuf Estes, former National Muslim Chaplain, Delegate to the United Nations World Peace Summit for Religious Leaders, and father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. I'm going to stop right there. And Muslim, alhamdulillah. I can relate to the folks who are seeking the straight path, those who are looking and searching. They want to know, is there really a God? And if so, what's it all about? They want to know what this life is about. What is my purpose? How did I get here? What is expected of me? Is there a life after this? And if so, what would be the proof? So these are some of the questions that should come in the mind of anybody who's seeking truth. I can relate to that. Because I was in that same condition 16, 17 years ago. Although I was a Christian businessman and preacher, at the same time, there were things that I knew that made me doubt. Usually doubt comes from things you don't know. You don't know something, you doubt it. It's like a vacuum. But in the case where you know something, but it makes you doubt, this is different. And the more I learned and studied about the texts, the manuscripts, the scrolls of the Hebrew, the Koine Greek, the Latin, some of the early English translations of the Bible, the more I had doubt. Although in the beginning my faith was very strong because nobody ever told me that there were these difficulties or problems in the book. At one point I met a man from Egypt and I was trying to convert him to Christianity. One of the statements he said to me is that Islam is having a proof for what it believes. What is being preached and taught in Islam, there is evidence that is testable scientific evidence that cannot be disputed. Whereas in other religions, they're faith-based and they say, well, this is a statement and now believe it. Why? Because we told you to. Why do you believe it? Well, just because. And I recall giving a lecture in one of the universities in New York, one of the Ivy League colleges there actually, and afterwards a girl came up to me and she was wearing a real nice hijab, everything, Muslim girl, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. She said, I just wanted to remind you, last year when you came to our university and you spoke, you asked for people to raise their hands if they weren't Muslim. And I raised my hand because I wasn't a Muslim then. She said, but then you asked me why? And I said, huh? You said, why aren't you a Muslim? And I said, well, what kind of question is that? She said, I started contemplating this why? Why am I a Christian? Why am I not a Hindu? Why? How did I get her? She said, then you gave me a CD. Well, I give everybody CDs, so that wouldn't make me remember it. But she listened to it. And she said, after I heard the CD, I understood what you meant. She said, I started studying more, praying about it. She met Muslims, got the right idea, and accepted Islam. One of the problems that we have, even amongst Muslims, is we don't really understand what it is we're saying when we use these terms. The word Islam is not English. No, you're going to go, well, duh, yeah, I know that. But wait a minute. That means you're using a word that you don't, if you don't know Arabic, then you don't know what the word means. The word Muslim is not English. And you're assuming you know what it means. The word Quran is not English, and you're assuming you know what it means. But if you knew the depth of it, I think you'd have a different respect, at least for the words. Islam is based on a verb, aslama, which comes from the root, sinlam mim, silm. And you're like, okay, big deal. Etymology in Arabic, that's all I needed to hear today. But from that word, we find that this word Islam contains five English words, and they're all present at exactly the same time. That's why we don't have a word for it. You can't substitute this, because we don't have, it's got five English words all simultaneously in it. Surrender, submission, obedience, sincerity, and peace. All of it. Some people say Islam is peace. It's not. Salam is peace. Shalom in the Hebrew. Salam. By the way, Hebrew and Arabic are twins in language. They're Semitic languages, very similar, even have some of the same names for letters, same words, everything. They're just written differently. Like Hindi and Urdu, if you know those, they're very similar, but they just don't look alike. But when a person surrenders, that means you give up. Totally surrender. But when you submit, that's a different word. Submit means you're going to basically turn over everything, give up, and agree to some terms. The other word, obey, means you're going to follow the agreement that you just made in the submission. Sincerity, you're going to do it whether anybody cares or not. You're going to do it because you said you would do it. You're not worried about, did anybody see me do it? You're just doing it. That's it. I'm going to do it. I said I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. That's it. And then finally, the peace that you get, because no matter what happens, no matter the outcome, you're saying, that's okay with me. Good, bad, or indifferent, this is fine. It's from God. I accept it. The statement that we find in the Lord's Prayer, twice in the Gospels, very well describes this attitude. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you believe there's a God and you want His will to be done, He makes the choices for you. His will. You give up your free choice to His will, then you have basically said Islam. If you want to be in peace with your Lord, you have said Islam. And Muslim is nothing more than the Arabic showing you who's performing the verb. Mu-Islam is just like in English, Islam-er. Submit-er. Obey-er. Person in peace. But it's nice because Arabic provides you this lovely way to say each of the verbs. Mu-Islam. Muslim. Can you say Muslim? No, you're going to have to do better than that. I have a microphone and you don't. Muslim. Muslim. A little bit louder. Muslim. 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 You want to be a what? Muslim. That was easy. Shadu ala ila ila. I'll give everybody a shout. I'll get out of here. Anybody who believes there's God and wants to do what God wants him to do. Well, duh. What religion doesn't teach that? Well, there's the difference. Because Islam is insistent on two important subjects. One is broken down into five parts, the other one's broken down into six parts. Because, only based on what I said so far, anybody can be a Muslim as long as they're not an atheist. Up to this point, anybody not atheist would be a Muslim if I didn't go any further and define it. Believe in God? Yeah. Want to do what He wants you to do? Yep. You're a Muslim. Oh, takbir, Allahu Akbar, takbir, Allahu Akbar. You know what? No, wait a minute. You got five and six. Let's take care of five and six and then we got it. Which one do you want first? The five or the six? Okay, I'm going to give you the six. By the way, I was going to do that anyway. The six are the beliefs in Islam, because you're not really accepted it by Allah until you believe correctly about Him. First is the belief in Allah. What is there to believe about Allah? So, okay, we're driving down the street one day, you know, we're out in the country just going along, here we're going. Oh, there's a guy who needs a ride. Hey, man, jump in. Hey, when he gets in the car, let's give him dawah, you know, let's really, you know, we're going to talk to him about Islam, talk about Muslim. Yeah, yeah, it's a good idea. You know, he gets in the car. Oh, how's it going? Well, yeah, well, you play basketball? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You like TV? Yeah, yeah. You're going along. Oh, by the way, you believe in God? Yeah. You do? Yeah. You believe He's one or three? One. Wow. Do you want to do what God wants you to do? Yeah. Oh, He's a Muslim. Wow, wow. Wait a minute. Well, you can't worship anything but Him. No, that's right. Only Him. Yes. Yes, God. Yeah. I'm sure He's a Muslim. Gotta be. He said all the right things. Yeah. All of a sudden He said, stop the car. You go, huh? Stop the car. I got to get out. Out of here? Out in the middle of nowhere? What are you going to do? Jumps out of the car. Runs right out in the middle of the forest out here. Biggest tree out there. Here's him going up to this tree, hugging this tree. And you're like, oh, excuse me, what's up with that? I mean, you know, what were you doing? He said, worshiping God. That's how you worship God, hugging a tree? He said, that's not a tree, that was God. Ah, we forgot to define something here. So let's define it and make sure you understand when we're talking about God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, is not anything like the creation. He's not a tree, He's not a rock, He's not a stick, He's not a stone, He's not a bone. He is not something you can see, He's not something you can hear. If you can hear it, see it, smell it, taste it, feel it, touch it, or imagine it, it ain't God. Because He is unlike. What is He? Unlike anything that you can imagine. He is greater than the sum and total of everything. And you can't imagine the universe, but He is even greater and more than that. So He is, in Arabic language, Akbar, which is the greatest there is. Greater, greatest. Allah is Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Say it again. But do you really love the Lord? Now, I could have said that a lot of ways. Huh? Somebody come up to you. But do you love the Lord? Oh, get away from me. Do you know Jesus? Have you heard that? It's like, oh please. I got a headache. But what? Wait a minute though. Muslims love Jesus. Peace be upon Him. So much so we say peace be upon Him every time we say His name. Peace be upon Him. Alayhi salam. In Arabic it's actually easier to say and it has more meaning. Alayhi salam. It's peace, it's blessings, it's everything. All one little. Alayhi salam. Alayhi salam. Alayhi wassalat wassalam. Huh? It's nice. This is what we say for Jesus. Alayhi salam. Is Jesus a miracle birth? Absolutely. Is Jesus with Allah? Yes. Is He coming back in the last day? Yes. Is He going to kill the Dajjal, the Antichrist? Yes, He is. Nobody on this earth believes in all of this except Christians and Muslims. Nobody on earth believes what I just told you except Christians and Muslims. We believe in the miracle birth. We believe in the Immaculate Conception. We believe that Jesus did miracles, cured people, gave sight to the blind, even brought the dead back to life by the permission of God, and that He ascended, He's with God, and will be back in the last day, and He will kill the false Christ, the Antichrist. He will lead the believers, whoever wants to believe in Him. Could be any religion today, but when He comes, if they believe in Him and follow Him, they're going to be true believers. He's going to lead them in victory. And then there's going to be beautiful peace on this earth for a while. That's the belief of the Muslims. Any Muslim here doesn't believe what I just said? Or you're too intimidated to move? I don't want to say nothing. That guy's from Texas. Did you understand that? Did you see what happened? We believe that. I can ask this same question in a large congregation in the church and find some will say, well, I don't believe all of that. I don't really. I think, you know, that's pretty much, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've seen it. I even know one preacher. I'm not going to tell you what religion he is, but it's Christian, but I'm not going to say which denomination. I asked him one time, what does your church believe? He said, in our creed, in our belief, we believe this, we believe that. The church believes this, the church believes that, and we believe. I said, wait a minute, what's the difference between the church and we? What was that all about? He said, well, those two points, I don't actually believe that. I said, wait a minute, you're the preacher here. You have to believe it. He said, no, you know, not really. I said, but you teach it. He said, yeah, that's what the church tells us to teach. I know I don't want to be in that religion. In Islam, it's not optional. You have to believe these six things. The first one is to believe in Allah as He describes Himself, not as you want to believe in Him. You can't just say, well, I think God is like a great big apple, you know? Hold on. I heard a guy tell me that when I was still Christian. He said, God is like a big apple. He's got the skin on the outside, the meat on the inside, and the seeds on the inside of that. And all these three make one apple. So three equals one. This is the Trinity. He's explaining the Trinity. Compared God to a what? An apple. A'udhu billah. This is so abhorrent to a Muslim to compare Allah to anything. Even if you said Allah is like the sun, we'd say, A'udhu billah. And sun is bigger than the apple. Doesn't work. So study about this subject. Let me tell you where to get the details on this because I'm going to run out of time. In fact, I already did. But I want you to go to a website that we have that will help you understand. Two words. God, Allah. G-O-D-A-L-L-A-H.com. Good name, huh? You're not going to forget that, right? GodAllah.com. Go and find out what we believe about God. Now, real quick, let me go through the other five of the six beliefs. To be a Muslim, you have to believe in the angels. And angels are perfect. They never falter. They never fail in their mission. When Allah sends them to do anything, they do it because they have zero choice in the matter. They will do what they're commanded to do. Angels are perfect. They're made of light. They never disobey Allah. Then there's another thing that Muslims believe in called jinn. The jinn were created before the humans. From what? Smokeless fire. And you can't see them any more than you can see angels. But they exist. Some people call them demons. Some people call them spirits. Some call them ghosts. Some call them, UFOs. Whatever. But we believe in them. Our word genie comes from the word jinn. This is the idea. We don't necessarily believe they reside in bottles with a cork on top or a lamp that you can rub and jumps out and goes, "Yes, Master, three wishes. And the first two don't count." No, we don't have that. But there are other creations out there that we can't see. That's what we believe. Then we believe also, as Muslims, the books that were sent down before. We believe in all of the revelations that came from God in their original form. Even though they don't exist anymore today, we believe that when they came, they were just like Quran. They were the original. They were the word of God to mankind. And therefore, obviously, we still believe the Quran to be unchanged, untouched, and it will remain so until Allah wills otherwise. We believe in all the prophets, and we don't make a distinction between them saying one is better than another or something like this. All the prophets of Allah, starting with Adam, Abraham, Moses, David, Suleiman, Jesus, and Muhammad. Now, here's something interesting for you to know. I only mentioned a few names, didn't I? The Bible mentions quite a few names for prophets. Quite a few. But Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, said that what Allah says in the Quran too, that Allah never punished any nation until He sent a prophet or a warner to them. He said that. Now, He also said that Allah had sent more than 124,000 prophets and messengers to the people. Most of them we don't know their names. Yeah. Wow. And we believe that. And we believe in the resurrection, day of judgment. You will all be brought back. And we believe that everything is in the control of Allah and He has control over the destiny. Those are the beliefs. And if somebody doesn't perfect those beliefs in themselves, they're not a Muslim yet. And we try to help them step by step to get to the right way. But that is not a Muslim until they can accept those teachings. Next, the five. I told you about five things. They're the five actions required to be a Muslim. First, a person has to make their shahada, or the public declaration, "I bear witness, there is none worthy to be worshipped except the only one to worship, which is Allah. He has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the last and the final messenger of Allah." Once that statement is made, then it's like joining a workforce. You don't start working till you sign up, do you? Once you sign up, then you do the work. We don't want you to come in here and pray and fast, go for Hajj, pilgrimage, pay zakah, all these things, and you didn't sign up. So that's first, always first, do the shahada. And then step by step, as you learn, you'll learn how to do what's called salah, the prayer. Step by step, you learn about fasting. And as you're able to do each thing, you begin to learn to participate. Something called zakah is nothing except calculating your wealth once a year, looking about how much you had for the whole year that you didn't spend, paying a tax, and this goes out to who? To all the poor. Doesn't go, we don't have like a church structure where you just send it to a big vat or a vault, throw it in and keep it there. No. This is to be distributed to the poor immediately, once a year. Then finally there is a pilgrimage or hajj, which is made to Mecca once in the life when Allah makes a way easy for you to do it. And that comprises what a Muslim is all about. Six things we believe, five things we do. Anybody have a question about that? You don't have to tell me the question, but if I didn't make it clear, just raise your hand. I'll tell you the website where you can get more details on that. Okay, I'll tell you anyway. I got a routine down. Whether you raise your hands or not, I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. Here's the website. What's Islam? Not what is. Go, we don't talk like that. Do you talk like that? I don't talk like that. I say, what's Islam? And that's what I did. What's Islam? What S Islam? What's Islam.com. And when you go there, you're going to see a PowerPoint presentation. It's going to start up automatically right on the screen. It'll start talking and walking and doing everything for you. All you got to do is just sit there and watch. You can get the whole 27 frames come up. Or you can choose the ones that you want, click on it, and get that. And by the way, when you have open house like this, all you got to do, instead of bringing me all the way over here, is just plug it in, put it on the wall, and you see me do the whole thing, and it's free. You don't have to pay for my flight or my hotel. And put up with all the other things that go along with hauling me around. Okay, I got a question here. The first question I'm going to take, look at all these questions, and he gave me this one. Ask them if they want to eat dinner. How many people want to eat? How many people want to starve? Nobody. Okay, we're going to take a break, yeah? Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
Imam will take over from here. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah guide all of us to Islam.